after the deadly blast in Lebanon's capital.
The Lebanese people are demanding answers as to why there was an explosive substance just sitting in Beirut's port for years. Government representatives do tell Fox News that 16 people have been detained in an investigation related to the blast, and 18 more have been questioned, but many people say that's not enough.
Fox's Trey Yingst, America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. The heat wave not only continues, we're getting actually a little hotter over the next two or three days. For today, with a high temperature in the mid to upper 90s, the heat index will easily be 100 to 105. Yeah, there'll be some isolated storms around, but again, the chances of seeing one are very small, about 20% at best. Then tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures in the upper 90s, heat index close to the 105 danger range. Your odds of getting wet are not very good. There'll be some widely scattered storms around, but only a few lucky communities will get one. And then the rain chances do tend to get a little bit better by Monday and Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 40th murder of the year. Police say that 18-year-old Jamar Harris was shot in the 2200 block of Woodley Square around 6:30 Thursday night. He died at the scene. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The State Department of Public Health says the total number of COVID-19 cases is now close to 95,000. However, the number of new cases is starting to drop. 19,000 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. A Montgomery business owner is behind bars facing charges for child sexual abuse. 67-year-old David Philip Justice, the owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Outlet, is being charged with two counts of sexual abuse of a child less than 12 years old. We are told the alleged incidents happened between January of 2015 and December of 2019. Justice is in the Montgomery County Detention Facility with bonds totaling $60,000. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here. United.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course, we have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. This is the final hour of the show, Joey.
Yeah, it is.
Then we can go have fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
What are these?
Oh,
my beer drinking shoes.
Yeah, and you're wearing your shorts today, too, so like...
And a pink shirt.
Yeah, Dan's ready to have some fun.
Real men wear pink.
Indeed.
We'll be talking about that next week, hopefully. I'm helping with the Cancer Foundation here, and I'll be sharing with the audience about that. I'm a cancer survivor. Joey's mother succumbed to cancer. Yes. I have a lot of family members that have had that, so we're going to try to raise some money for them, and I hope you guys will help out. Okay, let's go back to Jim Jordan. We're talking about, did we open too soon with COVID-19?
But what you hear from Democrats, as the president was on the ground today, their concern is that the president pushed for the reopening too soon. You had the governor, who was scheduled to meet the president as he landed on the ground today, test positive for COVID-19. Are you concerned the impact? You noted the polls. The president said he doesn't believe them. Are you concerned that the pandemic will affect or impact the president's chances of winning Ohio?
Look, the economy was humming along. We had, you know, record lowest unemployment. We had wages up. We had the tax cuts, the regulations that were reduced, and everything was going lowest unemployment in 50 years. All that's happened. Then you get the virus. But look at the rebound. The great American comeback is off and running, and we saw the numbers today. Yeah. Market was up. We saw the jobs numbers that are coming out. They're good. So things are moving in the right direction. This virus is serious. We wish Governor DeWine the best. He's showing no symptoms, in my understanding.
Well,
I think you're going to see this comeback continue to happen. And again, I think the American people so appreciate a president who is willing to go fight for them and do what he said.
Last point.
And that's why he's going to get reelected.
She cannot. Somebody talks too long. She just cuts him off. Okay, so Jim Jordan on manufacturing. Why is that important?
Last point on manufacturing. The AP today saying that he promised a manufacturing renaissance, but that has failed to materialize. Manufacturers added jobs during the first 2 years of his presidency, but the gains effectively stalled in 2019, they write. As you look at those numbers, do you fear that Joe Biden will be able to make the case that he did not follow through on his campaign promise?
No, look at the numbers under President Trump versus Obama and Biden's numbers. There's a huge increase in manufacturing output, a huge increase in manufacturing jobs. Go to the Whirlpool plant that I was at today, and you talk to any worker there, and they appreciate what President Trump has meant, the trade policies he's enacted. Look at the record sale. Look at what's happening in the automotive industry all across our state. I have one of the biggest manufacturing districts in the country, and people in manufacturing understand what this president has been doing in his America First policies.
Wait, before I let you go, do you have a stat on that? Because I pulled up the data and it says that when he took office, President Trump, when he was inaugurated, yes, Ohio's manufacturer employment was 686,000. In February of 2020, before the pandemic, it rose to just over 700,000. By my count,
right,
that's 14,000 jobs added.
No, 14,000 jobs in manufacturing. That's an addition of jobs. Look at what happened during the Obama-Biden years when we had to look at their economy. So this, I've talked to business owners who said prior to this virus, they had the economy was the best they've ever seen in their entire business career. The virus has taken a hit, but the rebound is starting. The comeback is starting. That's what American people understand.
Right, that's the kind of the lifeblood, and particularly in these Midwest, Ohio, Michigan type areas. Of course, now South Carolina has become a much more industrialized state as far as manufacturing. They have a huge BMW plant that is there. Let me go to this New York story. New York Attorney General and the NRA.
New York State's Attorney General is suing the National Rifle Association to try and shut it down. She accuses longtime NRA leader Wayne LaPierre and other top officials of taking money for their personal use, contributing to $64 million in losses. A second lawsuit in Washington, D.C., claims the NRA's main charity misused millions of dollars. Jeff Begays looks at the alleged misconduct.
That enough was enough. And we needed to step in and dissolve this corporation.
New York Attorney General Letitia James claims four top executives at the NRA, including CEO Wayne LaPierre, use the powerful gun rights advocacy group as a personal piggy bank. Her lawsuit alleges LaPierre went to the Bahamas with his family by private air charter on at least eight occasions at a cost of more than $500,000 to the NRA. It also claims he spent more than $37,000 on a luxury private hotel stay and was gifted complimentary safaris in Africa.
Okay, so she had found this wrongdoing among the NRA leadership, but what she wants to do is dissolve the NRA. This is the largest gun rights organization around. Let's listen to the second part of the story.
It's clear that the NRA has been failing to carry out its stated mission for many, many years, and instead has operated as a breeding ground for greed, abuse, and brazen illegality.
The NRA said it would prevail in the dispute, calling the lawsuit baseless and a transparent attempt to score political points. The NRA, which has 5 million members, has been plagued by financial troubles and leadership infighting. After spending roughly $30 million to support President Trump in 2016, the group reported a $36 million deficit in 2018. Anna Misolia with the Center for Responsive Politics says the NRA is spending considerably less this campaign season.
Spending into the red 3 years straight, and so its prospects in the 2020 election are much more cloudy.
The NRA has filed a countersuit against the New York lawsuit, which President Trump called terrible. He also suggested that the NRA relocate its headquarters to Texas.
That would be a great place for them to go. They're a little more respectful of guns in Texas than they are in New York. But this is nuts. And this is where our problem is going. We have this group of prosecutors, whether it's St. Louis or whether it's the DA in San Francisco, that they're going out and cherry-picking so they can try to get something done. And, you know, we always hear about these big, you know, groups that are going and funding DAs because they're trying to change the country through the court system. And it's nuts. And the DA in St. Louis won her primary race. And I think the DA in Atlanta, who had a primary race, did that strictly because of politics. This is nuts that we start getting politics in the court system. Here's a little tidbit for you. Nancy Pelosi spars with PBS Judy Woodruff. I knew Judy when she was at CBS. Actually, I escorted her to the Correspondents' Dinner one time.
The other point Republicans are making is they are now showing flexibility in money for state and local governments. This is, again, a difference. Democrats want more money. Republicans want a lot less. They are saying they're willing to show flexibility, and they're also saying a lot of the money that was passed in the spring, Madam Speaker, has not even been spent yet.
Well, so if you want to be an advocate for them, Judy, if you want to be an advocate for them, let's know what the facts are.
I'm playing devil's advocate here.
No, I
ask you for your position.
You know, I mean, the point is, we have a bill that meets the needs of the American people. It's called the HEROES Act. They don't even want to do state and local, and when they do, it's very meager, and they want to revert to money from before. Much of the money that was allocated before has been spent or allocated. A small amount has not, because they want to see what we're doing in this bill.
Okay. That told you an awful lot right there. So if you disagree with Nancy Pelosi, you challenge Nancy Pelosi, then you're an advocate for the other side. The reason she said that is because her whole premise and the foundation belief of the Dems is whatever we say, the media is going to take what we say and they're just going to parrot it back to the public. So if you don't do that, you must be an advocate for the other side. That was very telling to me. And it just gets you into their mindset of how they see this whole thing. It's really nuts. The new campaign manager, it's actually a couple of days ago, did the first interview I've ever seen him do. And he's going to be talking about the progressives are running the show over the Biden operation. Listen to this.
People who voted for me, people who support the progressive movement, understand that the next 3 months are maybe, Ali, the most important 3 months in the modern history of this country, and that all of us are going to have to come together. Work in a way that we have never worked before, to have the largest voter turnout in the history of this country, and that we send Donald Trump packing and elect Joe Biden. We're going to fight out our differences after Biden is elected. As progressives, we're going to do everything that we can to make the Biden administration the most progressive administration that it can become.
Wow. Bill Stepien, let's bring you in. He is Trump's 2020 campaign manager. So you just heard that from Bernie Sanders saying we'll work out our differences later, but it's more important to get rid of your boss and to elect Joe Biden. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't agree with Bernie Sanders on much, but I think he laid out the case for the Biden presidency and what Americans can expect should he somehow get elected. I'm here to make sure that doesn't happen, and I'm certain that he won't.
Certain that he won't. But that was one of those very telling type situations where Bernie Sanders said, you know, we have to get the big vote out. And he was big on that. And there were a lot of times that the vote did not show up. And Bernie didn't do well. And the Democrats didn't do well. And the vote turned out big for Republicans. I'll give you an example. In Tennessee, which the Democrats kind of alluded to the fact that Tennessee's in play for the Senate seat. Well, that is the biggest crocker, you know what. The three Republicans combined got 580,000 votes. The number one person on the Democrat got 114,000. The number one on the Republican got 390,000. Anyway, you look at it, it's three times the amount, one-to-one. It's over twice the amount Republican to Democrat. The numbers are not showing up, folks. They are not doing the numbers that they thought they were going to do. Even in New York, in this very hotly contested incumbent Democrat congressional race, I went back and looked at the numbers. They had a drop-off of 30,000 votes, 30,000 in the total number of votes. That's incredible. Going to be back, Dan Moore Show, after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Scenes of chaos, violence, and destruction. They're playing out in the streets of cities across the country. New York, San Francisco, Portland. What do these cities have in common? They're all sanctuary cities that harbor illegal immigrant criminals. In the Senate, Senator Doug Jones joined Washington liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against cutting off federal funding for lawless sanctuary cities. By refusing to take violent criminals off the streets, sanctuary cities put us all at risk and spread anarchy. It's time for Senator Doug Jones to listen to Alabamians who support the rule of law instead of Washington liberals. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Tell him to support S-1644, Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act, end federal funding for sanctuary cities. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Just to show you how good John Williams is and what a good guy, I had referred a client over to him, and he called him and talked to John Williams. John said, well, actually, that particular type of loan I do not do, but I will refer you over to somebody and put a good word in for you. And he did. And the guy got a great interest rate on a ARM loan for some unusual land piece. But that's what John Williams does at Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South. They're a great group of people there. Let's go to the phones and go to Tammy. Tammy, how are you?
I am fantastic, Dan.
Ooh, fantastic. I like that. So what's making your day fantastic?
Well, we just finished up our hot dog Friday for our law enforcement officers in Autauga County. We fed them hot dogs back lunch, drive-through, pick it up at the chamber. Mitch Devers helped us out with that in Riverbank. And that was our big Friday I guess you could say the last of the big week there. But we're still going to be celebrating all month long. And I just wanted to call, and the community outpouring has continued. We've gotten more people. And I just really wanted to say thank you so much to Autauga County showing up for your law enforcement. And people from other counties have actually donated.
Yeah, you're bleeding into Montgomery County, without a doubt.
But we are just so grateful, and thank you for allowing me to be on your show to talk about it.
Absolutely.
And Joey, too. I was busy doing stuff this morning, so I couldn't call and say thank you to Joey.
Anytime.
But, yeah.
So how many hot dogs did you guys give away? You know, that's one of my favorite foods.
140-something.
See, to me...
And it had chips and a cookie.
There you go. To me, yeah. Hot dog, Nathan hot dog with hot dog chili on it, sauerkraut, pickle, mustard, mayonnaise on a hot dog with chips, nothing is better. Oh, wait. That's Corona.
Like a Dan Morris special. Oh, I was going to say, where's your Corona?
Can I have a Corona?
You had your shoes on.
Yeah, we have my shoes. I have my drinking shoes on.
Yes. But I just wanted to call and thank Blue Water, and I'm going to call Greg also. But thank y'all for allowing us to use the airwaves to promote this. And like I said, Blue Bows, I sold more Blue Bows today. People are still putting them up, and we're not taking them down. It's not just August.
Yeah,
we're here to stay.
Well, anytime you're doing something for law enforcement, I will come and run it.
Thank you so much, and look forward to listening to what you're going to help do with the Cancer Center and how we can help.
Thanks, Tammy. I appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Randy from Snowden, he is up next. Randy, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hey, guys, Friday afternoon.
I know.
EIF.
Really?
And we out here cutting a bunch of grass as usual. Hey, I wanted to let you know, I'm going to get on this week, Rick, 10:15, George.
You're in.
I'm fighting with this, my son's going in the ninth grade, Dan, and I'm fighting with this Board of Education. They sent me to four different people this morning and finally transferred me to Carver. Didn't have an answer for nothing. We got no internet out here, and the governor was supposed to give us all internet. I mean, I could get it out here, but it's $145 a month just to turn a computer on. I just refused to do it. But the school was supposed to, the governor's made this allotment for free of Wi-Fi, supposedly, on broadband or whatever, and nobody knows nothing about it.
Do you have a computer?
Oh, yeah, we got all that. And we tried using our hotspot the last semester of last year, but I'm saying, Kay Ivey is supposed to be sending out certificates to everybody out in the rural areas that don't have internet. Nobody knows nothing about it. You heard anything about it?
I have not heard anything about it. An easy solution is you can go to Verizon for $40 a month. You can get a card to put in your computer that will link up as a hotspot, and I've used it a lot, and it's very, very good.
You don't know how many gigabytes that is by any chance.
I do not.
Go ahead.
I know that when I'm doing computing, I have to have a lot of throughput, so it worked for me in my financial computer.
Well, I'll check that. That's a good idea. I didn't know they did that over there. So let me check that, and y'all have a good weekend. Thanks for taking my call.
Randy, thank you.
See you later.
With that, let's go to a break, come back. What do you say? Let's do this weekly farm market capacity drawing?
I think that'd be appropriate.
Deal.
The Dan Morris Show.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires,
and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Napa Know How.
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ann Carrick. The top four congressional leaders give it one last shot today after another failed attempt at a new coronavirus relief package. Fox's Kristen Fisher.
The top four negotiators emerged from a three-hour meeting saying that they'd made some progress on smaller items, but remain trillions of dollars apart on the big stuff. Things like enhanced unemployment insurance and state and local funding.
President Trump floating the idea of an executive order as an alternative. In Beirut, police are accused of using tear gas on protesters raging after the deadly blast in Lebanon's capital.
The Lebanese people are demanding answers as to why there was an explosive substance just sitting in Beirut's port for years. Government representatives do tell Fox News that 16 people have been detained in an investigation related to the blast, and 18 more have been questioned, but many people say that's not enough.
Fox's Trey Yingst. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat wave not only continues, we're getting actually a little hotter over the next two or three days. For today, with a high temperature in the mid to upper 90s, the heat index will easily be 100 to 105. Yeah, there'll be some isolated storms around, but again, the chances of seeing one are very small, about 20% at best. Then tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures in the upper 90s, heat index close to the 105 danger range. Your odds of getting wet are not very good. There'll be some widely scattered storms around, but only a few lucky communities will get one. And then the rain chances do tend to get a little bit better by Monday and Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228, that's where we are. Okay, let's go back to the yes.
Drawing first.
Drawing. Yeah.
And drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm
Market. Because I've already done the number generator, so we've got the information.
This is for the gift basket, up to $60 worth of whatever you want from Sweet Creek. A heck of a prize. Probably the best one out there. The winner is Emery.
Emery spelled with an E.
With an E, yes.
Okay, well, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Because you're the winner, big guy. And I'm going to get it to you. I want to get it to you today. So you can enjoy it for this weekend. Because there's so many good things going on at Sweet Creek Farm Market, including watermelons. They've got those Sand Mountain tomatoes. They've got the ribs. They've got the Boston butt. They have got it all. I personally recommend the Cuban sandwich. So take advantage of that. This is the new campaign manager for Trump campaign 2020. Thought you'd be interested in hearing this guy. He's going to be talking about the Biden yielding to all the progressives out there.
Joe Biden does not say defund the police. He said, you know, we have to redirect money, but he doesn't come out and say, he goes, I think police should do fine. He doesn't come out and say, I'm going to ban fracking, but the people around him do. And so far, the president's attacks on those issues have not drawn blood because they say that it's not directly from Biden. How do you get those policies to be linked with the opponent?
I think you need to judge Joe Biden by the people he's surrounding himself with. At every step of this campaign, at every mile marker of this campaign, he has kowtowed to the radical left of his party. I think we're about to see the same when he chooses his next vice presidential nominee. He is a empty vessel of the radical left. It's how he won the nomination in the first place, and it's extremely concerning that he is a pawn of the radical fringe of his party, of the AOC wing of the party.
Now, they're going to have to timestamp that a lot better than that. I hear what he's saying. I like what he's saying, but they're going to have to really put that into motion if they're going to make that claim, which I believe is true, and they're going to have to really put it out there. Let's go to Dorothy. Dorothy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Me too. Thank you.
Dorothy?
Yes?
This is Dan. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Okay. I listen all the time, but this is my first time calling.
Wow. Wait a minute. Let me give you applause there. Hold on. Okay, Dorothy, that means you need to tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a single mother, and I'm raising the last one I'm raising is my grandson. He's 16. He goes to Brousset, and he'll be going to the 11th grade.
Outstanding. He's got to be a smart kid then.
And I'm a CNA, and I want to find out about the little card you was talking about. You said you could use the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to find out something. I would like to get that card.
Well, you can do. Verizon was the one I used, but you can get a little, you just plug it into the USB port of your computer.
Okay.
And what it does is it makes your computer a hotspot. When I did it, it was $40 a month. I think the card was $100 for the thing, but you can get on the... you can get on the internet, and you can look at it, and Verizon is who I did mine with.
Okay, I would just like to find. I just like to save some dollars if I can.
There you go. Well, and mine was really good. I do a lot of financial downloading, financial information, so I need a lot of bandwidth, and it worked perfectly for me.
Okay, well, that's good. And you put me in for next week?
Dorothy, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you in twice.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I'm going to put you in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket twice. One is a new caller, and the other one that you requested it.
Okay, I appreciate
have
that.
Have you been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Yes, I have.
Oh, isn't it great?
Yes, I have. I love it. I've been there several times.
I tell you, this weekend they're going to have music there tomorrow. They've got great things. They have some fabulous watermelons. So go in and go visit Sweet Creek Farm Market. We'll do that drawing next Friday that you'll be in them.
And Dorothy, what's your month and day of birth?
225.
Mm-hmm. Same month as mine. Dorothy, enjoy talking to you. Thank you so much for calling.
And you have a good weekend.
God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Jeff, the winner of the Mortgage Corporation of the South. Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Congratulations. You're doing really well, aren't you?
Here I am.
Man. So when's the last time you won something?
I don't remember when. It's been a long time. I think the last thing I won was a thing, coffee from some Rio show on AM that I had answered a question.
Well, you're in. All I ask is that what I'm going to do is I'm going to send your information to John Williams. He's going to get in contact with you. And then once you get the card and you use it, give me a call back and let me know what you did with it.
Okay, I'm probably going to go to Food Hour.
Ooh, that's a great place.
Yep.
Well, congratulations, Jeff.
Yeah, they got some really good meats and stuff.
Yeah, that's good money. You make that $50 go a long, long way.
I'm going to try.
Jeff, you have a great day. Congratulations, my friend.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, back-to-back winners. Emory was Sweet Creek Farm Market winner. Emory, how are you, my friend?
Smiling.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Captain.
So did you... When was the last time you won something?
Home Grady's Morning Show. It's been about a month ago. A seafood bistro.
Well, congratulations on this. Now, all I ask you to do is when you go down there and you pick up your stuff, call me next week and let me know what you got and how it was.
I most definitely will.
I appreciate that an awful lot. And
I'm going to be out of pocket this weekend, so...
Oh, come on. Where are you going to be?
At an undisclosed location.
Uh-oh. Sounds like some shenanigans going on, Joey.
No, that's not that.
Well, when you go, doesn't have to be next week, but when you go, call me back and let me know. I'm going to send Reed Ingram your information.
Yes, sir.
He and Karen will have it. So all I have to do is go down and introduce yourself to them, and they'll know you're the winner.
Okay, Doug. Yeah, my wife and I went down there about a month ago, I guess, or maybe 6 weeks, and cashing on the ribs and the roast, and she got the big old ice cream cone, and we bought some sorghum. Just had a big time.
That is great. Well, congratulations, Emory.
Thanks, guys. Great show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Whew. Man, we're just giving away the good stuff here, huh?
Yeah.
Like
back-to-back winners.
Back-to-back winners. That's the way it should be. Okay, so campaign manager for Donald Trump 2020, is going to weigh in, going to talk about debates.
Joe Biden has the ability to have it both ways because he's in his basement. He doesn't answer many questions from the press. A lot of people clinging to the reality that, hey, there are three debates. He's going to have to come out, stand face to face with President Trump and hash out the issues. Yet if you listen to former Bill Clinton press secretary Joe Lockhart over the weekend, he floated a different idea. Listen to this.
It's not really a debate if only one side is willing to tell the truth. Giving him that sort of national forum to continue to spout, you know, to get to 21,000 or 22,000 lies, I think just isn't worth it for the Democrats or for Biden.
Bill, the New York Times today stating their opinion that there shouldn't be debates. Is this something they're really going to try to back out of?
We want more debates. We want debates starting sooner. First debate scheduled for September 29th. By that time, 16 states will already have been voting by September 29th. That's a concern to me. I want to see President Trump on the debate stage against Joe Biden. As you're noting, we're already seeing the liberal left, the liberal media, trying to create trapdoors for Joe Biden to escape his commitment and his obligation to debate Donald Trump on a debate stage in front of the American people.
Bill,
we want more debates.
What's your plan to move them up? How do you do that? If they're already set, you know, what's the leverage you'll use?
Listen, we're going to keep applying pressure to the Biden campaign. We take our cues from the American people. American people in those 16 states that are going to be voting before September 29th, they're the ones who want to see the candidates on the debate stage. You're really starting to see grassroots pressure amp up from those corners of the country who expect, want, and deserve the chance to see their options right in front of them on the debate stage. And we join them in that push.
And I think there's actually some truth to that. I think there's some places like Texas that really want to see the debates. I think that Missouri, Wisconsin, Michigan, they really want to see debates. I think the debates will probably be the most viewed debates. Now, there's going to be a question, and that will be, will Joe Biden actually show up and be on stage with Donald Trump? Because I think he's had a gross disadvantage of being on stage with him versus being down in his basement trying to do it, and all of a sudden he can have audio problems. David from Selma, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
I am really good, and you?
Oh, fantastic. 5 o'clock can get here fast enough.
I know. I'm out of here in 11 minutes.
I know, right? But anyway, you mentioned earlier about Joe being a empty vessel. I can tell you exactly how much of an empty vessel he is, because in 3 months, he will not be president, even if he were elected. They're going to get that cognitive test done and boot him right out of office.
Really? So you're saying even if he's elected, they'll boot him out?
Oh, yeah, of course. There's no way he's going to remain president being as wacko as he is.
I like that one. See, and then, to your point, David, is that makes the VP pick that much more important. And I think that is going to be one of the things that they do, that is going to come out of the VP trip.
Exactly. Your VP is going to be your president. Guess who gets to follow her? That's going to be Nancy Pelosi in the VP slot.
Oh, boy, you just made me upchuck.
Yeah, you and me both.
Don't do that. You just ruined my appetite.
I'm so sorry, Dan.
You have a great day, but great point.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks. Let's go to a break. Final segment. So you want to get your shots in? Well, you better call.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can't wait to get outside and get busy getting ready for hunting season. How about you?
This is going
to
be my first year growing my own plots, and I know there isn't a magic bullet.
You're right. That's why I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Autauga County Agricultural Center August 13th. They have the suppliers for their seed, attractives, hunting houses, and more there to answer questions. They're offering big discounts to folks that attend and order early. And the wife likes winning door prizes.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 13th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Autaugaville Ag Center on Highway 14. Admission is free. Call 365-5400 for details.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
15033.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, folks, 272-9228, that's where we are. Not much show left, so if you want to get in, well, you better call. The Trump campaign redid some of their advertising. We had someone who called in, or actually they sent something to me saying that Trump pulled down all his Michigan ads. Well, I said, well, wait a minute. And what they did is they took those ads down and put in new ads. Let's listen to the campaign manager talking about it.
I know you're rolling out some new campaign ads. Let's play a little clip of one of them.
The radical left has taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
States, which states are you rolling these out in? And tell us more about these ads, please.
Sure. Listen, I think that in that ad, you see exactly what a Joe Biden administration will bring to America. Defunding or reimagination of the police, $4 trillion in new and higher taxes, open borders, the Green New Deal. It's really concerning. And that ad uses not our words, but Joe Biden's own words to tell the American people what he would bring to every American. That ad is going to be rolled out in four states initially, along with a national TV buy. The four states you'll see that some of those ads in will be Arizona, Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina. I know a lot of people look at the election countdown clock on our wall. It says 91 days, but ballots will be in the hands of North Carolina voters in 33 days. We want to make sure as voters have live absentee ballots on their kitchen tables that the images seen in that ad are ingrained and on people's minds as they make their decision for this upcoming election.
So I kind of like this guy. Pascal was good. This guy's a little more universal than Pascal. Pascal was very precise. Everything was data. Everything was data driven. Now he's going to talk about polls. Listen in.
Billy, you've been doing this job for a couple of weeks. You've been doing jobs like this for a long time. Are you losing?
Absolutely not. Listen, I'll leave it to you guys and others on TV to pay attention to polls, you know, more than 91 days from Election Day. I don't get caught up in the daily horse race. I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't sneak a peek at polls from time to time. I'll look at Friday's Rasmussen daily tracking poll that showed the president's job approval at 50%, up 14 points from last month, 8 points better than his standing in 2016 on the same day, even 3 points better than Barack Obama's standing on that day in 2012. Listen, the pollsters got it wrong in 2016. From July through November of 2016, there were 226 national public polls. Clinton led in 213 of the 226. But it wasn't just the national poll. It wasn't the national polls that got it wrong. The state polls got it wrong, too. Bill, 120 in-state polls in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, the president led in one of 120. Our internal polls show strong standing. We care about our internal polls because they were right in 2016, and they're right now.
kind of a confidence builder. I didn't think he was kind of blowing smoke at us with that. I think it, you know, I felt like he believed that, or I believed him saying that. Okay, the Trump campaign mindset.
But Bill, as you know, whether you, if you're winning by a lot, you have a certain strategy. If you're losing by a lot, you have a certain strategy. If you feel as though you're neck and neck in certain states and not in other states, you have a certain strategy. So if you could dismiss every poll, when you got this job, do you believe the current president dealing with a pandemic and civil unrest was trailing Joe Biden, who so far we have not seen an effective plan to hurt his candidacy? Did you take over a campaign that was trailing?
When I took the job 2 weeks ago, I refocused the campaign on doing three things every single day. The first is we're focusing only on things that win votes. If it doesn't win a vote, we're not doing it. The second thing is we are focused on winning each of the next 91, really 92 days of the campaign. It's a series of one-day campaigns that we need to win more than Joe Biden, and we will. And lastly, you know, no one works harder than the president. This campaign is going to try and match his work ethic. We're going to have a blue-collar chip on our shoulder. We're going to run like we're the underdog. We're going to run like we're 2 points behind, even if and when we're 2 points ahead. That's the mentality we're going to have. That's the mindset we have over the next 3 months of this campaign.
Okay, let's get into the closing of the show. Biden's VP pick, Susan Rice and Kamala Harris. Listen in.
With less than 2 weeks until the Democratic National Convention, reports say Joe Biden is narrowing his VP choice down to just two contenders, Senator Kamala Harris and Susan Rice. A Trump campaign official reportedly saying that Rice is, quote, absolutely our number one draft pick. Here to discuss the top picks, pollster and Fox News contributor Kristen Solstice Anderson. So what do you make of this? Do you think that that's correct? These insiders allegedly are telling Axios those are the two picks?
It seems likely in that we know that Susan Rice has a long existing relationship with Joe Biden, that they're friends, they have a working relationship. So it makes sense that even though she'd be a very unconventional pick in many ways, she would rise to the top of the list. At the same time, you have Kamala Harris, who's a known national quantity, somebody who's run for office, unsuccessfully running for president, but nonetheless is someone who's been out on a campaign trail and knows what that's all about and meets the criteria that Biden's looking for a woman and perhaps preferably a woman from a community of color.
Let's go to Sam. Sam, Friday afternoon, hey. Welcome aboard the Demar Show.
Dan, what a week, huh?
Really?
So I was just going to say, you know, all this talk about the presidential race and the VP. VP is a big part of it on the Democratic side. But talking to my father, I have to listen to this craziness. He's getting his mind now that Trump's going to get out of the race. And it's all about Pence. He calls it the battle of the VP. Well, you know, that's crazy talk. But it's... what can I say? It's the vice president. It does figure in as a major part of this.
It does for Biden. It doesn't as much for Trump.
But I'm just saying it's one of those things I'm hearing now, and it you know, running out of the crazy family rumors. Dan, I've enjoyed you this week.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I said yes.
Oh, man. I was about to stick my foot in my mouth and make a terrible joke. I got a little crush on Kamala Harris. Kamala, I think she's the woman who's strong enough, hateful and hurtful enough to straighten me out. I need some discipline in my life. Yeah, hello?
So you want Kamala Harris to spank you, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, you use the word. The S word, yes. Yes, hold me down. That probably wouldn't do any good. Get me off the phone. Get me for me. Dan, God bless, man.
Take care, Sam.
Yes.
Another great call from Sam.
Susan Rice, the top pick for Republicans.
Why do you think that Republicans are saying Susan Rice is the top choice for them?
So I think Susan Rice is a top choice for Republicans for two reasons. One, for the Republican base and those who really love President Trump, issues like unmasking, issues like Benghazi, these are still very upsetting issues for many. And so this is something that Republicans think, hey, if he chooses Susan Rice, she was involved in these issues, we will get to re-prosecute that case during this election. But at the same time, the other thing that I think is a bigger concern about Susan Rice Rice and why Republicans would be eager to see her chosen is she's never run for office before. Now, if you're Donald Trump, you can run for president having never had your name on a ballot. But everyone in America knows who you are. You are an established name. Susan Rice, despite being in Obama's cabinet, I don't think is as well known to many swing voters out there. There'd have to be a lot of education done in a very short amount of time. And the skills you get from campaigning in the past really do help you become a better candidate in the future.
Please, either Stacey Abrams or Susan Rice, either one. Stacey would be great as she flaunts over the stage. Joe, I want to thank you for a great show, great week of show.
Yes, absolutely.
This has been a slam-packed week. I think next week's going to be very interesting. Guys, be good, be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock and keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Rudeau, the great, he's next. Adios.